our ports of entry with either fraudulent documents or expired passports and so on. In terms of our arrivals, we refused 393, and people who wanted to depart South Africa with documents that are not worthy to take them out were 34 whom we refused. There are fines that are being paid at port of entry for conveyors who are bringing people in the country without permits, and there are various categories thereof. So people are being issued with fines, some overstayed, and they are given fines. You realize, Chairperson and honorable members, that we had 961 whom were given a fine under Section 50, subsection 1A, which the value of is 965,000. These were just issued. And on the other page, the next page, you realize that those are the fines that were paid by these people that were issued with fines. So we compare the two totals on this page as well as the next page. I don't want to bore you with figures. In terms of deportations, in total, we have up to now deported 5,524 people whom were not supposed to be in the country. Amongst our offices, Chair, we have offices that have what we call a queue management system. Currently, we have the Witbank as well as the White River office. Nelspruit is due to be equipped with. There are benefits that we have realized that come with this queue management system, whereby a number is issued to a client, and as a result, the client does not have to wait in line to be assisted. The number is just called and the client can come forward and be assisted. The system also gives an estimated time a person has to wait in an office. It also indicates the number of clients waiting in an office and the number served. It will make it possible even to determine the busy periods in the various offices. So as a manager, you can be in your office and you can see whether there is movement in office A or is there any stagnation, and then you can phone and find out as to what is the cause of that, why the line is not moving. And it gives a better and more professional outlook. My colleague will take over and present the fee.
So, in terms of fleet management, we've got 117 vehicles, of which this year, this year of first quarter, we received 7 new vehicles. The functional vehicles is 105, of which 12 of them, the 12 are not functional, is due to accident. The authorization already been given to West Bank to give an order to for repairs. I think this thing I think this is a lot of improvement in terms of repair and fixing the vehicles. Since we got a decentralization function to the province, now the director of finance and support, if the province can sign and approve the order. In terms of the mobile trucks or mobile offices, we've got 11 mobile offices terms of the statistics issued from the mobile offices, first application ID 733, reapplication was 757 from the mobile offices, LRB 13 from the mobile offices, birth within 30 days 77, certificate is issued, between 31 days and 15 years 197 issued, birth certificate. Certificate 122 amendments were done, 11 from the mobile office, rectification 2, passports 25, IDs handout from our mobile offices is 2673, revenue collected from the mobile offices is 116,160. In terms of the list, what we did, we just give overview of the list setup for all our offices. In Bombela, Eshanzini, Mkomazi is the one that's going to expire on the 30th of April 2015. From there, they've got a Castile local office, small. They now it's a month-to-month lease on the Castile local office mall. Now go to Nkangala. Belfast is the one to month to month. This is the one that have a lease. The rest is a state-owned building. They are on the state-owned buildings. Herstivander for Emelo, which now is on month to month. We approach the public works here because we've got a problem with the buildings. People with a disability can't actually access the service for Home Affairs. Then we approach the public way to look for another building. In total, per month is 708,000, costing the department. Per year is almost 8.5 million for the lease. In terms of the labor relation cases for fraud and corruption, You could remember last year when we came here, there were about 10 officials suspended for Lebombo with regard to the fraud and corruption. 3 have been dismissed. Those are the outcomes that we received in the month of by the end of the quarter one. The 10 of them, the case still going on. In terms of the staff development, these are the HR. For me, there was a PAS system, the basic accounting system training, where 3 Africans have been trained, 2 males and 1 female. For month of June, there was a DHA CADIA training, where 16 officials attended. 5 were African female, 5 African males and 11 African females. There's a 1 SMS member now who is rolling for SMDP, Senior Management Development Program. It's 3 days per month. It's a 1 African male. For the new management, these are the level 8 to level 11. There's a 1 African male who is enrolling for the new management development program for junior managers. Over to you, PM for the callers.
Thanks, Sheikh Honorable Chairperson, honorable members. In terms of our provincial stakeholder forums, we have all local municipalities as our stakeholders. We signed agreements with. We also have the 3 district districts as our stakeholders. What was remaining from Mpumalanga at the beginning of this financial year is to launch the provincial stakeholder forum. Provincial Stakeholder Forum by September this year, beginning of September. And we will be then covered in terms of our local stakeholder forums, that is, as well as provincial stakeholder forums, which will be driven from the Office of the Premier, the aim of which is to render services in the various communities. So the stakeholder forums in the local municipalities are informing us as to where to go. We also plan with them where to deliver ID books. We also plan with them where to go in, where our services are needed. And the district forum also assists in that regard in terms of the district. And then we are saying the province should also be engaged in order for them to give us somewhere. So they should tell us where are people without home affairs functions. So we are happy to report that we will be launching the provincial one at the beginning of September. The dates given currently are the 10 and 11 September. The meetings that were held with the various stakeholder forums are those that are reflected on the page. I won't bore you with those. In terms of our business plan and performance agreements, I'm happy to report that we have done 100%. However, there are people, there's one person who died during the course of this financial year, and the people that were arrested could not sign the agreements. But with the rest that are remaining, we're able to sign agreements with. We are able to interact with our personnel from provincial, the regional offices, as well as district management offices on a weekly and monthly basis, as reflected there. The training my colleague has already covered. In terms of successes, there are many, but we did not reflect everything here. The logis that was sent, which is now devolved into the various provinces, we are now able to create our orders as well as to order directly, which is an improvement in the turnaround of orders and payments. We also managed during the reporting period to relocate to a new office in Middelburg. This was an eyesore, and at one stage it was even closed down by labor. But now we are happy that we are in a new office, and the staff morale is boosted. The Belfast office was there, but it wasn't connected. We managed to have it connected during the last quarter, and now it is able to produce the certificate. However, it's not written on here, Chairperson, as our successes. I did mention the stakeholder forums, I did mention the school visit. They are all achievements that we managed to bring about. We still have a lot of challenges in terms of our infrastructure. There are offices, as I mentioned at the beginning, that we can't find accommodation for offices, like in the case of Mapulaneng, as I mentioned earlier on, that we are servicing people from one office, and we are conducting marriages in that very office, which makes it difficult. The problem being that we cannot negotiate directly. We have to go through the Department of Public Works, which also takes long. We have problems or challenges with late registrations of birth, whereby if people do come forward to apply, but as you follow up with the interview, processed and in order to render them lawfully in the country. I did also mention that we have the challenge of the porousness of the borderline, whereby even now taxis are transporting people from the borderline, not through the border posts. Some borderline you process people that are coming through those is not are more than the people that are coming through the border post. So it's another way of opening an illegal border post. But we have that problem. So it will be difficult for us really to come up with a campaign whereby we can say now we want to do away with the undocumented people because they are streaming in day in and day out. You also come up with challenges whereby Tucson centers are opened without you knowing, and you are ordered to go and man those Tucson centers. We are currently discussing with our provincial departments that are dealing with this, as well as here at GCIS, that they shouldn't open up, because you'll find that we don't have a person to post to such a Tucson center yet. The expectation is that you should be at the Tucson center. We did mention about the mobile offices that are not functional, and with this copper theft, we have some of our offices that are from time to time not functional because they've stolen cables and so on. My colleagues also mentioned the issue of the holding facilities, which we don't have. We depend on subs. At times, they will say we are clogging their cells, they can't do their work, and as a result, they will release the people that are in their custody. The IMS staff is not even enough, whereas they are so thin on the ground that we cannot be able to trace all the illegals that are in the country, and it becomes a challenge. So we've got other challenges that we did not mention, Chairperson, but are the challenges that we might have mentioned in the past. We didn't want to repeat them. I thank you.
Thank you. Honourable members, it's time for questions. Honourable Mapuba, Honourable Bosma.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you for the presentation. Malanga, I just wanted to find out the last time when Malanga was here presenting to us, I think it was August last year, the district managers and provincial managers positions were still in the acting capacity, and I see they are still in that right now. What is being done to remedy this long outstanding situation? And then I want to also find out about, I'll just make a comment first here and say it is very good that the department is negotiating for space in these health facilities and making sure that we are visible, and it makes it easier for our mothers to register their kids right there after they've given birth. But I'm not going to mention the province name, but we went to another province and we found that yes, the office was there, yes, there was staff there in the office, but the office risk of not being utilized fully, because the person, the office was in one floor, and the maternity ward was in another floor, and people were not coming in to register the birth of their children. And the lady was also not making an effort to see to it that she tries and maybe go to the ward and find out who is going to be discharged today. Well, all I'm trying to say is that it's wonderful that we can have this, but we have to make sure, as Homa said, that they are utilized, because there's money paid for them. You know, having an office there means resources being paid to the hospital. And I just wanted to find out also that the other gentleman, I wanted to explain to me what he means when he says under disability. He said the challenge that is being experienced is that not all officials are willing to disclose their disability. I didn't understand what he meant there. If he can explain. And I just wanted to know on the uncollected identity documents, how long do you keep these, and what measures are in place to notify people that their IDs have arrived before being taken back to head office? My last question, Chairperson, is that on the statistics, the inspectorate, we spoke about number of foreigners served with Form 21, meaning that those are ordered to leave the Republic of South Africa. Are we able to check and track that they have left? Thank you.
Thank you. Honorable members, let us not be too long, because we should be out of this venue by 3:30. So we don't have much time. Honorable Postman.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just want to raise just one concern about Mpumalanga. I think Mpumalanga is one of the provinces, but when we came back, we were really impressed by the setup of the offices within the province itself, where we were, because they were closer to the people and they were able to be accessed easily. But I'm getting disappointed if Mpumalanga says we cannot launch a campaign on identifying people who are undocumented, irrespective of the kind, the porousness of the borderline. I think Mpumalanga has to do something, because we are trying to stop that. And if we have to stop that, we need to identify how many are already in the country, so that when we set up other means to stop people from coming in without documents, we at least are doing something already with those that are already in the country. But we cannot just leave that thing unattended. Otherwise, we are simply saying, let's sit back and allow people to just come in into the country. Then what? Why are we here? What's the use for us to talk about undocumented people? We should just allow that. But for us to be able to admit that report, we need to then say, this is how far as our border lines are. When we engage SNDS, then we are aware the numbers that we talking facts, not just thinking that there is this thing that is happening. So I think that is the main thing that I wanted to raise, that we need not allow that. Let us do something around that.
So listen, my question is, of the 80,000 people that have been identified with the undocumented along the border line, what is the plan to deal with that? Perhaps is it going to be a naturalization exercise, which in fact, is it going to be a process where they are going to be normalized, as well as being this mother process, or what is going to happen with that? The other one is the worrying factor of money being spent
50% of the budget has been spent in the quarter, in the first quarter, against 25% that has been budgeted. So it does say that we need to really focus on the expenditure and how we spend the money of this budget. So I think overall, many of the issues have been covered, and I'm sure that given the time, we'll be able to engage further as a committee, and perhaps it would be better if we package this for the next round, because the time is rather very limited. Had we managed this earlier on, I'm sure we could have engaged with the smaller, more and more expensive rather than in this format. Thank you, sir.
On the same slide, there's this departmental agencies and accounts. What does this say? You may please explain to us what is this departmental agencies and accounts. You may now respond to questions.
Of these health facilities, yes, we do encourage our lady clerks, you know, to visit the maternity wards in order to educate or to address women who are there, so that as they deliver, they can be able to have their documents with them and so on. We really see some results because they do register them in the hospital. There are some that would want to go home first in order for the child to be named and so on. They still follow those rituals, but we realize that most of the people are now learning. If they go to hospital, they know if it will be a boy, it will be so and so. If it's a girl, it will be so and so. They name them beforehand. Another problem that we encounter is that most of our people, as I indicated earlier on regarding their educational status, are unlearned. So the marriage part also plays a role. You find that the mother doesn't want to register the child under her name, but they are not married, so that caused them to go back home in order for the father to sign on paternity. So, but gradually we hope people will learn, and we are busy trying to educate them. In terms of the disability, the fact that people do not want to declare that they are disabled. You find that even the people that are working for the department, you can see him. I know of two of them. A lady that is without a hand doesn't declare that she is disabled. Another gentleman that is also limping with a hand that is doesn't want to be declared
those are the challenges that we have. Currently, we are also requesting people, I mean, with this advert, we went and we got a list from the disability desk of the Premier's office, so that with this advert, we can also engage them and see who will be able to declare and say, I'm disabled. However, we are saying we are 50%, you know, 50% for so many years, it's not good. We're supposed to be 100%, which is 12 in terms of our numbers, but we so far have 6. But amongst those 6, people don't want to be declared disabled. In terms of the statistics on uncollected IDs, we are careful that when they reach 6 months, we send them to head office. Unfortunately, and my apologies that we did not bring the figures, but all these ID books that are reflected as uncollected are less than 6 months. I'm not disputing that a launch can be brought about for these undocumented people. But Chairperson, what I meant was that we shall have to get all the other stakeholders on board in order for them to do what is supposed to be done. Currently, we've got areas that are not met. I must say, the only borderline that is met in our case is the Mozambican part. Swaziland is unmet totally by the South African Defence Force. And as a result, people spring into Swaziland instead of the Mozambique line, Mozambican border, and through which they come into South Africa. I'm saying, in terms of us as Home Affairs, there's nothing much we can do, but if we engage, as the Honourable Member has said, the other stakeholders, we will be able to fight this war. However, the challenge they had was that they are still also thin on the ground. I mean, the South African Defence Force, they are thin on the ground, and they can't be able to man both boundaries. Yes, this can be improved. We can be able to circumvent this problem. We had a survey last year in terms of the undocumented people. However, we did not do a complete survey. We took only 6 wards, which reflected to us that we have this huge challenge. And we since forwarded that report to the minister, because at one stage with the former minister, when she visited the Bushbuck Ridge area, people flocked and said, we were in the country many years back. We could not be legalized because we could not afford the requirements then, like a person should prove that he or she is working or has got some source of income for which they did not have. They say we do not have, but now we have our children who are born in South Africa and so on. So because of that, we said maybe people are like your good selves, you will come up with a solution to this. Whether we give them permits, whether we legalize them anyhow, we really don't know. But we did a survey and we realized that there are so many people. And if you would say you want to legalize the 80,000 people plus, some people will also jump in because you remember, people are coming, they are being transported, they come and hide until you leave, then they come through. So even now with the LRBs, the late registration of birth, that's a challenge that we have, whereby people are saying we are in the country. You say proof. They do need the enabling document. But if you say proof, then that's where they start forging. They'll get screwed. I was so concerned last week when I read one of the reports. Even the school kids that are coming to school, they found some are now being transporting dark because they know you don't suspect school kids. Then they hand over the Dacha to school kids. As they come, they bring Dacha into South Africa. These are the same things that you are faced with in terms of the openness of the border. So, yes, drastic steps have to be taken. Otherwise, our country is really, the integrity thereof is seriously challenged. Thanks.
Thanks, Chairperson, Honorable Chairperson. With regard to the household expenditure, the household expenditure is the leave gratuity. For a prisoner living in the organization, we pay the leave gratuities. We didn't allocate the money because it's part of compensation of employees. But what we'll do now, we'll go and do an adjustment budget shift for second quarter. We allocate some money there. With the departmental agencies and accounts, this is error allocation. The money is supposed to go to provincial local governments, where all the government driving licenses are posted. We make an adjustment as well. Thanks. Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. There was an error for posting this money under departmental agency and accounts. It's supposed to be provincial and local government accounts, which is our license for vehicles. We'll make an adjustment for violence. Actually, this account is for the accounts like IEC, also the government printers. This is for the departmental agencies and accounts, not for the provinces. There was an error when they captured the budget. Thanks.
Thank you,
Bomalanga.
Honorable members, so we come to the end of our working group, and we'd like to thank all the officials present here. Most of whom are active. How many are actors here? All of them are actors. No, except for the same. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your presentation, and we hope you're going back today. You go well back to your province. And please continue doing the good work that you're doing. And hope that things will shape up one day and there will be a who is actually appointed instead of people acting for almost a year, but more than a year. Yeah. No, I think some of these things need to be addressed seriously. Because in terms of labor laws, I'm sure it's not right. No, I think the matter needs to be addressed or raised up with the head office.
thank you all for your participation in the meeting. We are also continuing with our meeting tomorrow. The venue for tomorrow's meeting is V454. And we start at 9:30 tomorrow at V454. Thank you, officials. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.